Well, what we in CanPay Won't Pay are hoping to achieve out of this year is to send a strong message to Minister McHugh and to the government that we're not going away, that we're very serious about this. The community has been devastated with unemployment, immigration. We see the report there from UNICEF there, 130,000 more children in poverty. People just can't take any more. And the reality is, this government has turned around and says that they won't privatise the water. I don't believe them. The public doesn't believe them. The reality is that big multinational greedy companies want a hold of our water, and the government is more than willing to sell it the minute they think that we're quieted down.
Now, I know this is a can't pay, won't pay protest, but it is only a handful of people that are actually here, so perhaps maybe the public mood has changed.
Absolutely not. People are in a rota here. It's a 24-hour protest. You can't expect hundreds to be here for 24 hours. And we've obviously done our rota out, and that's why there's only about a dozen or so here at the moment, and it will continue.
Deputy McHugh's offered to meet a delegation from Can't Pay, Won't Pay to discuss your issues. Are you going to accept that invitation?
Well, Deputy McHugh rang me yesterday on this. I've also spoken to other people within Can't Pay, Won't Pay. I waited until the protesters landed today, and I got their opinion on it well. And the feeling is that people heard what Deputy McHugh has to say. He's decided to stand with the government and not stand with the very people who's voted for him.
So that's a no?
Well, yes, it's a blunt no, and I think this will cost him.